The Bush administration is busy laying plans to provide humanitarian assistance to the people of Iraq in the event of war. And while relief efforts take care of the basics, food, shelter, medicine, international officials are becoming more aware of the threat that common diseases present during wartime. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on one vaccination effort already underway in Iraq.
This past week, children in Iraq began receiving measles vaccinations, a new campaign by UNICEF and other aid agencies. UNICEF health advisor Edward Hoekstra became convinced of the importance of measles in a time of war after a visit to a village in Afghanistan a couple of years ago.
It is very difficult to go into a hospital and seeing kids die of a totally preventable disease, and it's just kids of 2 and 3 years old.
Afghanistan marked a change in thinking for Hoekstra. It didn't do much good to feed refugee children if the lack of an 80-cent measles vaccine was going to kill them anyway. Mark Grabowski of the American Red Cross says lots of people are coming to think that way.
One of the lessons the international community has learned over the last couple of decades is that any time you have a humanitarian crisis, which involves populations moving and mixing with each other, or congregating together, say at feeding centers or refugee camps, measles outbreaks occur.
When medical care and nutrition are inadequate, the death rate from measles is 20% to 25%.
In these humanitarian crises, measles causes about 1/3 of all deaths, making it the leading cause of childhood death.
The tradition, though, has been to not worry about vaccination in the midst of a crisis. Hoekstra says that would lead to the death of 10,000 Iraqi children.
Normally, we come in after a conflict. In Afghanistan, we actually started already during the conflict. And I think what we're seeing in Iraq, we're trying to be there before anything may or may not happen.
Which is why UNICEF has just begun vaccinating Iraqi children against measles.
We have about 500 people from UNICEF working on this in the country. And there's about 15,000 healthcare workers who will assist the government, basically, in reaching all these children.
Their goal is to reach the 500,000 children under the age of 5 who haven't been vaccinated, and all 5 million children between 5 and 12.
We will just go from village to village until every kid is vaccinated.
It's an $8 million campaign. $4 million has been raised already. Planning has been going forward smoothly. But Hoekstra says that could change if a conflict begins.
It is more difficult, of course, to work in a situation where you are restricted by your movements and by reaching every child. However, up to now, Iraq has worked very, very closely with the UN in reaching all these kids.
If a war starts before the campaign is completed in mid-March, Hoekstra says UNICEF workers will continue on as long as they can. Mark Grabowski says eliminating measles would have a collateral effect.
So it's possible during a measles outbreak to go to a refugee camp, which I've seen, and every single bed in the entire hospital is taken up with a child suffering from measles. By having an effective measles vaccination campaign, we eliminate this whole need for clinical care of these children, and those resources are available for other diseases.
UNICEF is also part of a polio campaign that's just starting. Workers hope to vaccinate more than 4 million Iraqi children. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.